Okay, we're on.
Hey, here we are again.
Second podcast.
Woo, episode two.
We're making this a habit,
I guess.
We are
doing this. So.
What's up for today?
What's up, Duloc? Shrek, the musical. Check it out. So, the other day, I was teaching two new voice students, and they were fantastic. They came to the earth with good voices. God gave them a gift, and I had a moment with these two girls, teenage girls.
Have we told people that you teach voice?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, podcast people, I teach private voice. That's one of our side gigs. Anywho, so I was teaching these girls, and I was able to have this teaching moment that I love having with certain students. And I said, girls, just stop, you know, hang tight with me for a second. You girls have been given a God-given talent. Their voices were beautiful. And you could tell that it was just a God-given talent. And I said, now, here's your job. Your job is to now hone it in, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Work on it. Train it.
Refine it.
Get better at it. And then guess what, though? The credit for it gets to go to God. And so you know what's really neat about that? It takes the pressure off of you. And I explained this story about how when I was a young girl and I knew I was good. I wasn't stupid. I knew that I was a good singer from the time I was little. But as a teenager, I went through times where I would be like, oh, I don't want anyone to think that I think that I'm all that in a bag of chips because of my talents. I was worried about what other people would think I thought of myself. You know, do they think that I'm this, you know, big diva and that I'm better than other people and that sort of a thing.
Oh my gosh. What? You were worried. You were thinking that other people were thinking. That's so...
about what I was thinking.
That's pretty meta.
Yeah, seriously. So I had this thing though. I had this experience my junior year in high school that was kind of a spiritual experience for different reasons. And I just realized that my talent was given to me from God and it really wasn't on me. It was something I was given. And so it kind of could take the pressure off of me. And instead, when I realized that I get to just give the glory to God and use the talent that He's given me to bless other people's life, it completely took, I've said this a million times, but it completely took the pressure off of me. And I was able to kind of relax and just be grateful for my talent. And since then, now don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean I don't get nervous to use my talents when I sing at things, but I just think that sometimes we don't realize that the things we're good at were given to us. Well, everything in life was given to us by God. But specifically talking about talents, the things we're good at, we're good at them for a reason. And in my opinion, it's to bless the lives of others. So stop apologizing for the things you're good at and just be good at them.
I really like what you said there about how it changed from feeling responsible for that talent to just being grateful. And I think the things that allow us to have gratitude, they relieve us of any kind of thoughts about, oh, you know, is it enough? Is it better than? Is it worse than? We just get to be grateful. And gratitude is such a powerful tool. It allows us to experience joy and pleasure and happiness without guilt and shame, which is so built into our culture. So I like that. I like that, the gratitude piece.
Yeah, but it's interesting that you mentioned the word responsible, though, because I think that with a God-given gift, whether it be a spiritual gift or, you know, just a talent or just something that you're good at, it doesn't necessarily have to be a talent that can be, you know, put up on a stage. But I do believe that there is a responsibility in those gifts that we're given.
Right, but the difference is, at first you felt responsible for the thoughts of other people.
Right.
And then the second one, when you felt gratitude for your gift, then you got to feel responsible for what you did with the gift. That's a totally different thing, and it's far more empowering. Now I'm actually going to use this tool. I'm going to grow it. I'm going to nurture it. Whereas before, I was hiding it because I felt responsible for your thoughts and how you respond to my talents. And there's a shame involved in that, and it's limiting. But once you open up to gratitude, now I'm responsible for my talent and what I do with it, and I'm so grateful to have it that I'm going to grow and I'm going to progress. Gratitude, that's, I guess that's why I'm harping on it. I love that, you know, gratitude releases you.
Yeah. So it reminds me of the Rob Gardner song. Friends, if you don't know Rob Gardner, just go to your YouTubes and look up Rob Gardner, Lamb of God, Cinematic Pop, The Price of Freedom, Joseph Smith the Prophet. He's amazing. Friend of mine since seventh grade. It's true. I really know him.
I'm really name dropping.
But anyway, Rob, actually, the text is not his. I can't remember who wrote the text, but he took the text of an old hymn, I believe, and wrote music to it. And the song is called We Must Sing. In fact, one of his albums is a compilation of a lot. Compilation?
Yeah.
Okay. Compilation of a lot of his songs. Vocab. Not my strong point. Anywho, took his songs and put it on an album called We Must Sing. And one of the songs called We Must Sing, basically the tag at the end is God gave us voices, so we must sing. And it doesn't necessarily mean God gave you a talent. Maybe you're a good dancer, or maybe you're a good singer, or maybe you're good, you know, whatever it is. God gave us something, so we must do something with that something.
Right.
Reminds me of a time when, hun, you and I were playing Beauty and the Beast. He was the Beast, I was the Beauty, or whatever, I was Belle. And we were what? I guess I was 30 and you were, whatever, you're 28 because you're younger than me. And so we had two kids at the time, right? And a friend of mine from high school came to the show. And, you know, I hadn't seen her much since high school, but I remember her saying to me, I think it's so neat that you're still doing something like still doing what you're good at or still doing, still using your talents or something like that. And I remember kind of in my naivety?
Yep, you're doing
thinking,
great.
Thinking, doesn't everybody still use their talents after they're married? And it was a realization for me that I don't think everybody does.
No, I think people get married.
I'm going off a tangent here a little bit, but I think people get married and then they kind of stop doing things they're good at or things that bring them joy that, you know, maybe certain talents. So,
well, that's kind of drifting us into the couples talk. You know, those things that we do that we're good at, those talents that we have, a lot of the time, that's the thing that brought us into the relationship.
Right.
That brought us into that marriage.
Right. I mean, we met really because of music and theater and all that stuff. So I can't imagine not doing it once we were still married. So, you know, if you're listening and you have a talent and you've stopped doing it because for whatever reason, I mean, not necessarily because you're married, but for whatever reason, if you've stopped doing it, get back to doing it. Does it bring you joy? Then do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, seems like I had one more thought about talents and it just left me. But anyway.
Well, I like the two kind of points that you talked about here. So if you have these talents, utilizing them and having gratitude for them is going to make you want to pursue them and grow them. It's going to make you a stronger, richer person. And that's usually a lot of the reason why people discover each other in these coupleships is they see this person that's developing and growing and they see their greatness and they want to be a part of that. And then they drift away from those talents and those pursuits. And you can almost see that that's what's going to be one of the factors in a coupleship maybe having some struggles is they've lost that who we are feeling. And I know for us in particular, we became really aware of it when we weren't performing very much. And then we're very aware of how much we love each other when we do pursue those things that we saw that attracted ourselves, you know, that I was attracted to in you and you were attracted to in me, where we had these talents and things we were pursuing and that made us great in each other's eyes.
Right. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we are using our talents constantly. I mean, when we first started dating and, you know, into our engagement and marriage, my brothers used to just make fun of us saying, do you guys walk around the house like singing to each other and please come to the kitchen? And the truth is we actually don't. We don't sing to each other all the time. Now, do we like to, you know, go and do a show together? Sure. Do we, you know, blah, blah, blah. But music is, yes, a huge part of our life and performing has been a huge part of our life and using our talents has been a huge part of our life. But is it our whole entire life? No, but it's something that enriches it.
Right.
So
God gave us voices, so we must sing.
God gave us voices, so we must sing. It's beautiful. Look up the song. And
I think that would be kind of the challenge then. God gave you something. What does he want you to do with it? And how is that going to make you a richer, stronger person for doing it? How is the gratitude for that thing he gave you going to make you want to develop more. And I think if you will just follow that, you'll see how it will make you a stronger, richer person just for having the gratitude for it and pursuing that.
Yep.
Say thank you when they compliment you.
Yep. Compliments. That's probably the next podcast episode. Compliments. All right. Okay. So if you've liked what you've heard from us, we are TNL Coaching. Yes, it's a little bit of a play on TLC. Yes, we know we're cheesy. Yes, we know we're cheesy and we're owning that. So we're TNL Coaching for Tyler and Lindsay Maxson. And if you like what you've heard and want to work with us, we have a coaching business, a coaching practice. Maybe you just want to make your life a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be developing some packages and having them available to you. We'd love to hear from you. So right now we're just getting ourselves ready, but we will make that available soon. We're going to have a website available and we'll be out there.
Yeah. For right now, if you'd like this, tell your friends.
And if you'd love to hear us speak, that's the next thing for us as well. We're going to have speaking engagements and we really do love getting out there. We're a performing couple. So this is what
we're
enjoy.
We're using our talents.
Absolutely.
But you know what? It's all good.
We got to put our money where our mouths are.
All right. That's it for today.
Take care.
Peace and love.
TLC.